when it comes to mail order business, how do you get started? How do you promote yourself as a mail order business? Like, just to even begin, because like with a typical restaurant, you find a storefront, the traffic goes by, and people know you're there. People can start coming in. But with the mail order business, like, somebody might not know you exist. How do you get yourself started as a mail order business?
As a mail order business, I think the best way to get started is to create a web of marketing, advertising via flyers, brochures, email listings. That's a way to let people know that you do exist. You know, brochures, emails, you know, the web of social networking. Those are all good avenues for mail orders. But basically, once the people know you exist, they'll email you. You know what I mean? If you have, if they can get access to you through a web domain, that's a good way that a mail order system would be efficient. You can send out like invites, you know, like an invite to direct a person to the web domain. You know, that's another way to let them know it exists. That's the basic as far as getting a mail ordering system started. The next phase in the mail ordering system is to make sure that you have what you are promoting people to order from you in the mail.
What type of food should you have for a mail order business? Because I know you deal with dry goods. Would you recommend dry goods to start off with, or what kind of menu should you have for mail order business? Is that different than a juice bar menu? It would have to be different than a juice bar menu.
Of course, in the mail order system, you would have to be able to ship food, you know, whatever food stuff you're going to choose, whether it's non-perishable packaged goods or fresh foods. You have to make sure that it's packaged properly, sealed properly, and that it's going to keep throughout the duration of the time that it's going to take to mail it to the next area. My specialty, I choose the non-perishable goods because it's inexpensive to send, and it's inexpensive to cover the damage of non-perishables versus fresh food. You know, fresh food is a lot of liability in that you got a real effective system. You know, and
what would be a really effective system? What does a really effective system comprise itself of?
Like some things may require to stay cold, chilled, so you want to use dry ice in certain packaging. The containers are important, what type of containers you're going to use in the item that you're shipping. Like in most, like say for example a lasagna, say if you were in Atlanta and you called me and you wanted a lasagna for a party or something, so I would basically have to get aluminum containers and possibly, you know, aluminum covering, and then outside of that it would have to be placed in something, a box that stabilizes the merchandise from, you know, getting topsy-turvy or whatever.
And then this is this does not sound like it's a business for novices. This sounds like this requires a lot more skill as a business person than possibly the juice bar.
Yeah, because in this area, in this arena of business, you can't see the end result of your customer getting the product. So you kind of have to project, you know, the item getting there in the safest way for it to reach there, versus the juice bar. People are just coming up to you, make the juice, boom, it's this exchange of hands. Now, when you get into the mailing system, you don't always see how the packages are mailed. You don't know if, you know, your client is going to get it properly. So those are precautions you have to take. And it takes a while to get comfortable.
Why would somebody start a mail order business? Like, what are the benefits of a mail order business?
Well, the mail order business basically benefits the business in a way that you can reach people that can't get to you in a local vicinity.
Would Sun Food Sovereign be willing to help promote somebody else's franchise? Like, if you're picking up this book and you're willing to start a mail order franchise, would Sun Food Sovereign be willing to give you access to mailing lists, to give you access, like to integrate your operation into the Sun Food Sovereign operation? Would that be the idea of something like this? Like, we can help you get a mail order business started.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the blueprint that we're just pulling from Sun Food Sovereign should be able to work for any business that is in a similar market of, you know, a product and a service. You know, so we want to be able to use this blueprint to fit into any type of infrastructure. You know, excuse me one second.
Yo. Yes. What?